Welcome to our podcast. This is a special feature item today to introduce a new exciting development at Dyscalculia Services. With us is Dr. Schroeder, the founder of Dyscalculia Services, and we'll have her introduce the news. Welcome, Dr. Schroeder.
Well, as always, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's an exciting day, apparently.
Absolutely.
We're waiting for the good news.
We have a lot of news here. Now, in my work, I hear from, over the last 10, 15 years, from students, parents and tutors, that there is a real lack of dyscalculia tutors. And there are so many students struggling with math. So, because we know there are about as many children who have dyscalculia as there are children who have dyslexia. In fact, there is a comorbidity of about 40%. And that means that 40% of the children who have dyslexia will also struggle with math or have signs of dyscalculia.
Oh, that's a double blow for these kids.
Yes. And we should not let them struggle.
Right.
So it may be exhausting and frustrating for those children to have different tutors, one for math and one for reading. And they may be happy to work with the one they already know and trust in both their troubles, with reading and writing, and their troubles with math.
Good plan.
Also, if a tutor has already developed a good relationship with a student, they may be the go-to person for difficulties with learning in general, and also know how to work best with that individual student.
Right, because they already know them.
Yes, there is already a chemistry going. So for the parents, it will be also a relief. And for the tutor, I'm sure it will be satisfying to be able to help the students more completely and feel confident doing this. So
okay.
This is not about difficult mathematical introductions. This is about the very basics in math.
Okay. But so now what's the good news?
Well, we actually have developed this training with dyslexia tutors in mind and their specific situation. They are experienced working with children with learning disability and specifically dyslexia, and they are often willing to train just a little bit more to get comfortable dealing with the math learning disability dyscalculia and work on the very basics in math.
Okay, so this is a brand new training that
brand
you developed?
Brand new training, and it focuses on the straightforward basic things, addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. No complicated fractions percentages and those type of things. This is really the basics.
And this is a training for dyslexia tutors.
This is a training exactly for dyslexia tutors.
That's pretty cool.
And why is that? So that in the period that they work on reading, they can just do that little extra bit more for the math, so they make sure they prevent that their students, in the time that they are focusing on reading, will fall further behind with their math.
With their math, yeah, absolutely.
So just to keep
that
up.
Can go in one go, absolutely. It will be one session. First, work a little bit on reading, and then any problems with math and help them with that.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be wonderful if dyslexia tutors can do that. But some of them do not feel that confident doing that.
Yes, so that is why we have developed this course, to make it really insightful and easy to work with.
Right.
So I know that some teachers are kind of hesitant to overstep that border to go into math, but these are not the complicated things. It is about how you present it in a very fun and engaging way. So, what is this training doing? It will go over the detection exploration of what the child can and cannot do with numbers. And also how you can help them best. Build an intervention plan like you are used to do for dyslexia. And the structure of the intervention sessions and a range of new tools will be introduced. And we will demonstrate the use of it. It's just watching the videos. Now, throughout the training, we will also point to some other sites with valuable information and share several really nice games to use as practice. Now, some dyslexia tutors, like I said, are kind of hesitant to work on math, so this is a transition training. It's ideal to help them on their journey and boost their confidence in being able to deal with these basic math questions. So the demonstrations of new tools and techniques are clear. And as we have about 85 videos now,
85
I think,
videos.
Yeah, huh? There is enough material to look at and learn from. Now, this is not about the theory. There are no books to study. We don't go into formulas or complicated things. We really stay at the basic, straightforward math level. And the goal is to help the students with dyslexia who also have trouble with their math. So if you want to see more about this, go to our website. We dubbed it thisforthis.org. And the 4 is the numeral 4. So this, D-Y-S, then the numeral 4, and then D-Y-S.org. And the training has 7 modules in which we will share with you the ins and outs of how to work with children who have trouble with basic math. You may already work with children who have dyslexia and also know that they have trouble with math and feel that you really want to help them, but how to do that in a simple and straightforward way. Now, it's important to look into that in some details, and in module 3, we will talk extensively about the signs of dyscalculia and how you can, if you want to do that, you don't have to, want to do some assessments yourself and what other assessments are already available through providers. So you can make a decision where you want to stand and advise parents also on the best course of action.
Okay.
So I've tried in this transition training to stay really at the practical level as much as possible. And although I'll talk a bit about the causes of dyscalculia and history, the vast majority of this training will center around practical advice, working from the knowledge and experience the tutor already has with children with a learning disability, and in this case, most prominently, dyslexia.
Well, thank you. That sounds great. Now, how long is that training actually?
Well, there are about 85 short videos for a total of 10 hours of video backgrounds, explanations and demonstrations and games.
Okay.
So you won't be looking at all in one go.
No.
This is more of a series of videos that you can keep to go back to when you need to find out how to work with a certain tool or with a certain question, or how to work best with a student on a topic of their basic math.
Okay, and so it's a training, so is there also an exam that you need to do?
Yes. For those who want a certificate, we do have an exam, but it's optional.
Oh, it's optional.
So many tutors will keep this transition training as a resource and have the tools available in their portfolio without necessarily going for the exam. But yes, there is an exam available for those who want that certificate, absolutely. So you will be given for that exam some information about a student. And then you develop a plan on how to help this student, and you can send in a video with your solutions. You can actually work with a student that you already know, or you can just demonstrate the manipulatives that you feel are really helpful for this student. And this is a really nice new way of doing an exam. Also very practical.
Yeah, that sounds good. So 85 videos, 10 hours, optional exam, basic math, no complicated formulas, and you keep access for always. Let me mention that website again. It's thisforthis, so D-Y-S, the numeral 4, D-Y-S.org. It sounds great. Thank you, Dr. Schroeder, for coming in with this happy news. Do you have any final comments?
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot. Yes, absolutely. We have an early bird discount for our listeners to this podcast. So use the coupon code podcast in capital during checkout for a 15% discount, and that's valid through April 15.
Excellent news. You heard it, my dear listeners. 15% discount when you enter podcast during the checkout. Well, this was a special podcast in our series. Again, thank you very much, Dr. Schroeder, for coming in today.
You're very welcome.